Welcome to the Saints Happy Hour Podcast with host Ralph Malbro and featuring bloggers Andrew Juge of SaintsNation.com, Kevin Held of The Team Drops the Ball, and Dave Cariello of Canal Street Chronicles. This podcast is nothing but serious football talk and hardcore analysis.
Which four of you would survive the longest in the zombie apocalypse, and in which order would you die?
Well, Ralph, no offense, you're going first.
Oh, definitely. No.
The zombies would smell Dave's sugar blood and target him.
They'd get his...
I don't even have a joke, Dave smells like nougat.
Now here's your host, Ralph Malbro.
All right, welcome to the Saints Happy Hour Podcast. As always, we are sponsored by the Pelican House 25.
Hopefully we'll sound as good as last week.
Oh, God. I swear to God, we can't sound any worse. So we are sponsored, as always.
Lowered expectations.
A real song?
Yeah.
Probably not.
So the Pelican House, they're our sponsor, 2572 City Place Court, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. They're awesome. They have daily specials. They have happy hour, 4 to 6, Monday through Friday. Go there after work. Leave work early. You know, go to happy hour. They're open till 2. They have late night food specials. You know, if you want good late night food, not just crap that you're going to eat when you're starving to death. You can get good late night food. They have whiskey.
I have a little tidbit about the Pelican House real quick, actually.
Duck Braised Nuts.
So LSU women's tennis came to Charlottesville, Virginia, where I live, and they played against the UVA women's team, and my buddy coaches on the women's team. So I was like, yeah, I'll come check it out and watch LSU play. And so there were a bunch of people that traveled from Baton Rouge, like families of the players and whatever. And there was a couple guys from the training staff that were up there watching the match, and I started talking to them. And so I just asked them out of the blue, hey, do you guys know the Pelican House? And they said, yeah, we love that place. And they said they go all the time. And they said that you can bring, like, superhero figurines and, like, you place it on the beer taps and you just slide it over. Like, so basically for every beer you drink, you know, after you drink one, you slide it over and you just they'll leave it there for you until next time you come. And you can keep it running until you get to the 140 beers and finish all of them.
Nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, nice. I thought that was pretty cool.
That is cool. So
it's kind of like a marker.
Yeah,
yeah, that's unique.
So you're like, I got Iron Man. I'm 40 beers in. That's,
right, exactly.
That's.
But how do they know? What if you just walked in and you were like, oh, I'm Batman. I'm that guy over there with the Batman.
Well, I guess it's honor system. I don't know.
Yeah. But the Pelican House, they're awesome. 2572 City Place Court, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You should go there. You should support them because they support us. All right. It's May. The draft is behind us. The Saints, the only news they have in May is bad news. And they don't have any news, which is good. They cut.
Bad news for Griffin Neal, maybe.
Griffin Neal. Man, they cut and they signed and cut a bunch of players that 99% of people haven't heard of.
I thought Griffin Neal was the end of Garrett Grayson. What happened?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Griffin Neal.
He had the whole playbook memorized.
Griffin, the coach wants to see you bring the iPad. Or the Microsoft.
No. Bring the Surface. Bring the Touch.
Yeah, the Microsoft Surface.
Yeah, bring the Surface. But
you're off the cloud.
I mean, before we get to before we resume the worst Sean Payton draft pick, there's no real news. But Andrew, is there do you think there's any possibility that they do anything major before we get to July, we get to camp? Are they going to?
I mean, no, nothing major. They need some veterans. I still would like to see this roster add maybe a veteran guard, maybe a veteran receiver, maybe a veteran defender in the backfield. I think there's still two. I'm not talking about major signings at this point. I'm talking about guys like Anthony Spencer, who they signed late last year, and he ends up not making the team. He ends up getting injured. So, you know, no promise that any of these guys make the team. But I think Kevin William was another guy they signed kind of late. He ends up making the team. So, you know, just veteran competition. Yeah, I mean, someone like that to kind of battle it out with the youngsters and hopefully improve the quality of the roster.
Kevin, I don't know any of these players that got cut and released in Twitter, so I'm not going to pretend to.
You don't know, and you want to ask me?
No, I'm not going to ask you about that. I was just going to say, me and you are going to skip over that part.
Good.
You know, but, you know, as we get into Saints and the draft is done, the one thing that I think we didn't really talk about too much, and as we analyzed all the positions, and, you know, we've got a couple more positions to do. When me, Dave, and Andrew all graded the Saints' most needed positions. And kicker, they didn't, you know, Scobie and all that. But as we go into this, and we talked about guard, but what is like a position that maybe like you are thinking about and you're worried about that you don't hear too much chatter or you're not arguing with people on Twitter over?
Well, I try not to argue on Twitter with people because that's a futile exercise. I'd rather argue over favorite Ric Flair, Ricky Steamboat matches, to be honest. But so position wise, I would probably say linebacker. Like everybody seems happy with like the D line, and everybody seems happy about you know potentially where they are and. So I guess I'll say linebacker.
Andrew, what's a sleeper position that people aren't talking about that we should be worried about?
Guard? No, I'm just kidding. I would say corner. I mean, I don't think it's talked about enough because I just don't trust PJ Williams, Damian Swan, Kyle Wilson. I mean, I think all three of those are okay.
Keenan Lewis is coming off 2 years of being injured.
Yeah, I just think they're really too deep at that position with three question marks behind them. And if anything happens to Keenan Lewis, which seems to happen frequently, or Delvin Bro,
when something happens to
Keenan
Lewis,
I don't know that any of these other guys can step in and be starters without getting picked on mercilessly.
I mean, I feel like I can't in good conscience bag on Pelican bloggers when they talked about how all offseason the Pelicans were going to be perfectly healthy and everything was going to work out. You'll see, they're going to be the 4 seed in the West. I feel like in good conscience I can't bang on the Pelicans bloggers, but then on the flip side, be like, oh, everything's going to be fine. We're cornered with the Saints.
Yeah, it's not.
Dave, what's a sleeper position that people aren't talking about that could be a problem?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Sorry, I was just looking at my phone.
Long
position.
Snapper.
Andrew. No, Andrew stole my answer. I mean, I was going to say cornerback too. Yeah, we know that Keenan Lewis and his toothpick legs are going to snap at some point in the season. And Damian will get another
without
concussion.
Fail.
What, I got cut off?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, is that Dave or Kevin?
Kevin, you have no room to talk. After last
for the
week.
First time, for the first time ever, last week,
please.
My connection decided to completely
please.
Shit the bed.
Please, if your connection's
you wrote
please,
the
if your connection's not
failed.
Shitty, if your connection's not shitty, you're driving on the highway with every fucking window in your car open.
He's not wrong.
I think the four of us
I did
all
not
successfully
back
had disaster Skype experiences last week.
Anyway, I would say that my phone issue that you just experienced was temporary, so let's not make a big fucking deal out of it, okay, motherfuckers?
Another win for us, and Andrew, put that in the notebook to get Dave angry, mention his bag.
As I was saying, in case you didn't hear, those toothpicks that Keenan Lewis calls legs are going to snap at some point in the season, undoubtedly. Damian Swan's head might just go clear flying off his fucking body. I mean, you know, PJ Williams, who knows? He's a wild card. So, I mean, Delvin Bro will be the only guy who might stay healthy this season. I mean, really, really and truly, you can never have too many good cornerbacks.
And let's not forget, Delvin Bro almost died playing football.
Right,
and
right,
he's the best
right.
corner they have. So, I mean, right. you know,
Yeah, cornerback has definitely taken a backseat behind yeah. guard
and defensive line. That goes to show you the guy who we have the most confidence in health-wise right now is the one that broke his neck.
Right.
I feel like the more I think, like, kicker is not settled at all.
No.
And it would just...
You don't feel better about it than last year, though?
I mean... Barely?
At least Scobie and Forbass have been kickers in the NFL that have had success.
Scobie was a train wreck.
I thought Hopkins and Hocker last year was just a complete crapshoot.
Yeah. Well, the thing that I worry about, Andrew, is like it doesn't matter. They could pick the wrong guy. Like,
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
I have no.
Well, just like last year, even when they're staring at statistical evidence in favor of one kicker, they'll just fucking go for the other kicker just for the hell of it. Remember that last year
how could I forget when I was sitting in FedEx Field watching Hopkins yeah. nail kick after kick.
Yeah.
All right. That pretty much wrap up all our Saints news and whatever. Right now, we got to get to this bracket. We started this fun worst Sean Payton ever draft pick bracket, and we got sidetracked by actual Saints news.
And before you call us too negative, we did the best pick ever last year.
Yeah, we did. So get off our back, man. We're on the second round.
Off my nutsack.
we still got some first round.
Do we? Oh, do we? Yeah, we do.
Yeah, scroll down.
Okay. Yeah, we do. Number 29 seed, Greg Romeus. How do you say it?
Romeus. Even Kevin knows that.
Romeus.
Come on.
Yeah. Kevin.
Yeah,
Greg,
I don't know
Romeus.
Shit.
What was he? Seventh? He was like, what, seventh round from Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Romeus or Damian Swan, Kevin? Worst draft pick.
Romeus.
Andrew?
Yeah, Romeus came to the Saints. Yeah, he was one of those guys that was like he had a torn ACL or something or a terrible knee. So they pick him in the seventh round. They're like, oh, but he had a first round grade. It was like one of those classic, like, oh, if he's healthy, he'll be awesome in 2 years. And then he was cut within 2 years. So basically, Damian Swan in his concussed season is already better of a pick.
Agreed, Dave.
Yeah, Romeus.
He never played in a game, did he?
No.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think.
This is fun. Rufus Johnson, number 13, Dave, or Roman Harper?
Oh, Rufus Johnson, for sure. Yeah. I mean, Roman Harper was obviously a key contributor to this team for multiple years.
People bag on Roman Harper, and I defend him all the time. If you get a second round pick as good as Roman Harper, you take it. And you don't even ask questions. So, Rufus Johnson, Andrew.
Yeah, I'm taking Rufus Johnson.
Did he
too.
Not play? He didn't play a play either.
I don't think he played either, and he was one of those camp. Like everyone was talking about how he was going to be a double-digit sack guy. He was a big camp superstar fan favorite.
Maybe in Arena League 4.
Yeah, he was an Anime Ojo type.
Oh, Kevin?
Could he do backflips or anything like that big 400-pound guy?
Like Walter Thomas?
Walter Thomas.
Oh, Saints Report Hall of Famer. Walter Johnson.
We're going clean sweep
clean
on
sweep.
That.
This is a fun one, Andrew. It's an easy selection, I think, but it's a really fun one. Number 20, Mike Haas. Number 45, Kenny Stills. The thing about Mike Haas, though, people were pumped about him getting picked because he tore it up at Oregon.
So was I.
And they were like, dude, he is going to be way better. I don't know who that stiff they drafted from Hofstra is. Who's fat and is about to die during minicamp, but Mike Haas, he's the real deal.
This was
he's,
me.
he's going to dominate, and Mike Haas was terrible.
He was like, I mean, well, he was like the only bad pick from that year, right?
Pretty much.
I think they had.
Do you have one of my old columns pulled up? Because you're basically describing me covering training camp for the Saints.
It was, because Marcus Colston, he like almost died during a minicamp, I think.
I was like, why do they need another tight end? They got Zach Hilton right there.
Zach Hilton. So Andrew, Mike Haas, or
and I'll never forget. I used to spend my time before the blogging era on the NOLA.com forum. Yeah, I know. Not my proudest moment. But Zach Hilton's dad used to come on there all the time. Little known tidbit.
So Mike Haas,
we'll talk about his son.
Mike Haas or Kenny Stills, Andrew?
Yeah, it's funny. People forget that Haas and Colston were both drafted at the same time, and Colston Haas basically quickly became a nobody. But, Rufus Johnson against Haas in the second round is going to be interesting because both of those guys were like camp heroes, fan favorites who were disasters. But, yeah, I'm picking Haas. Yeah.
The interesting thing about Kenny Stills, and I was arguing with people on Twitter last week about this, is the 2013 draft is quietly awesome for the Saints.
Yeah, not only was Stills a good pick, he returned a pick higher than where he was.
Two rounds. He was a fifth, and they got a third. But, I mean, in 2013, they got Vaccaro, they got Armstead, they got Kenny Stills, and they got John Jenkins. I mean, that's 4 for 4 in your top four picks. I mean, John Jenkins, they traded up for him, and he's not great, but he's a guy, and he plays, and for a fourth-round pick. But
he's a guy, and he plays.
Well, that's more than you could say about Rufus Johnson and Mike Haas. The guys we got coming.
You're just a guy, and you have a podcast.
Yeah, but I'm better than the guy who wants to have a podcast and doesn't know how to get it on the internet. You know? Wait, Dave, but the thing is, John Jenkins, compared to some of the guys we got coming up, he's a Hall of Famer.
I know.
Are we all agreed on Mike Haas worse than Kenny Stills?
Yes. Clean sweep.
Kenny Stills, he's kind of been a dud for Miami.
So far. Still early.
All right. Kevin, this is fun. Kyrie Fort, the number 5 seed, versus Jimmy Graham, the number 60 seed.
Okay, can we just clean sweep this?
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, Kyrie Fort is the meeting napper, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I
saw something today, actually. The Seahawks just picked up Kyrie Fort. They now have more 2014 Saints draft picks than the Saints have.
Did somebody tweet that?
Yeah. Yes. I think it was one of the NOLA.com people, but they have Kyrie Fort and Stanley Jean-Baptiste. The Saints only have Brandon Cooks.
Larry Holder said something about Kyrie Fort negative, and I was like, dude, when you have a chance to pick up a narcoleptic linebacker, you gotta do that. This one's
a place where weed is legal.
Yeah. Andrew, this one is a tough one. We're going to have to vote on this one. Marcell Jones, number 28, another semi-camp hero, versus Osama Young.
So Osama Young definitely played more. He was definitely the better player. He was memorable for coming in the Super Bowl, replacing someone who got injured, I can't remember, and then immediately giving up a touchdown, getting roasted by Pierre Garçon. Marcell Jones never really played, so I would say that on paper, Osama Young was better, but
I'm gonna surprise
people here. Jones had an amazing afro, old school throwback fro. So I'm gonna pick Osama Young. I'm gonna give Jones the nod just based on the hair.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree. Osama Young is worse. All I remember about the only thing Osama Young ever did was get roasted in the Super Bowl. Did he do anything else? Can you name one positive?
He was on this team for multiple years. He was pretty good
on special teams.
Yeah, I can't believe you're voting for Marcell Jones over Osama Young. Osama Young, by the way, 8 years ago was our first player interview for Canal Street Cardinals.
Oh, now you're really showing your bias.
Yeah.
He was one of those awesome off the field guys. Did a lot of stuff. Did a lot of charity work. He might have been a starter. He never started.
Kevin. No. You're
not in like 07, 08?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Kevin?
I don't know if Usama Young was bad. Was
anyway, I'm voting for Marcell Jones, by the way.
Well, I'm voting for Marcell Jones as well.
All right, it's a tie.
We got a tie.
No way is Twitter. No way is Twitter going to pick Marcell.
Fire that out. Fire that out on Twitter, Andrew. So the next one.
Okay.
So the next one, Kevin. If we ever did a bracket of camp Hall of Famers, this guy would be a number one seed, Adrian Arrington. Number 12.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Adrian Arrington, oh, number 53, Brandon Cooks.
Adrian Arrington, that's just, I mean, can we just clean sweep this guy?
The Saints traded two or three draft picks to get him. Like, I want to say they traded like a 6 and a 7 from the next year to move up and get him, I want to say. But
How many catches did Adrian Arrington end up having? One or two in the NFL?
During the regular season, I think he had like 2 or 3, and it was for like 150 yards.
And he would always tear it up in preseason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Last one, Andrew. Davis Tull, 21. Malcolm Jenkins, 44. Malcolm Jenkins, when he was with the Saints in 2012, he was the worst safety in football, according to PFF. Now he's the best.
Yeah, he's working out pretty good for the frickin' Eagles.
It's amazing what good coaching can do.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, Malcolm Jenkins was a disappointment. And I think as a first-round pick especially, you know, I don't know what the expectations are for Davis.
Adrian Arrington had 2 catches for 21 yards in his career.
Oh, yeah. That's it?
2. That's awesome. I'm sure his preseason stats are through the roof, though.
Yeah, his preseason stats are awesome. Yeah.
So,
can you look that up?
I'm going to pick Malcolm Jenkins here just because he was a first-round pick, and we don't know what we're going to get out of Tull. I mean, we got 1 year on IR. Maybe he makes the team this year. Maybe he doesn't. But for me, it's Jenkins just because he was such a flop as a first-round pick.
You would say he's one of the worst first-round picks of the Peyton era?
He was just so bad for the Saints.
He was a cornerback.
Yeah.
They drafted him as a
cornerback. He did have some memorable plays, though. There was that Thanksgiving play against the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah. On that alone, I cannot vote for Malcolm Jenkins. I vote for Davis Tull.
That play was sick.
That was. I'd vote for Tull. Kevin.
That game was awesome.
Kevin.
All right. William H. Holla just answered.
I'm voting for Malcolm Jenkins.
I'm voting Davis Tull.
It's a tie. Fire.
All right. So we just got a tiebreaker from William H. Holla, and he says it's Marcell Jones easily. So that's
Marcell Jones
advances.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, so now we got a break.
Man
which
of
tie
sense.
Here?
Yeah.
Holla.
All right. So we got number 31, Kevin, P.J. Williams, number 34, Andres Pete. That's a tough one.
Two unproven guys, still young in their career.
Say the first one again.
P.J. Williams and Andres Pete.
Can you please use it in a sentence?
What is the origin?
Yeah.
Greek.
Didn't PJ Williams play for the Hornets?
He did.
No, you're thinking of PJ Franklin.
PJ Brown.
No. Yeah, you're thinking of PJ Brown.
Oh wait, no, PJ Franklin played for Tulane.
Yeah. I'm going to say PJ Brown.
No. Oh, that's
T.J. Williams.
That's a total
him
Ralph.
Too.
That's a total Ralph move. Now I'm going to be. You just want me to be calling him. You just want me to be calling him P.J. Brown in October. That's what Kevin is. He's just planting that seed. So
yeah. And when it happens, I'm gonna start talking like a farmer.
That's not all. That's not the only seed he's planting.
I'm gonna say Andres Pete. He is not looking like a good first round pick. Andrew?
I don't know. At least he's
playing. P.J. Williams spent the year on IR. I'm picking P.J. Williams.
All right.
I'm picking P.J. Williams. I'm holding on. I think that they're going to move him to guard. I think he's going to be your starting guard.
I agree.
All right.
I agree. He's going to start at guard this
year. So that was 3-1 for PJ Williams. All right. Andrew, number 15, Patrick Robinson. Number 50, Tracy Porter.
Tracy Porter, Saints legend. Yeah, Robinson for sure.
Robinson, another player that got better when he left the Saints.
Yep.
I vote Patrick Robinson. Kevin?
Robinson.
All right.
Robinson.
Ooh, Tracy Porter is a fucking god.
Does Tracy Porter need his own room in the Saints Hall of Fame? I think he might.
yeah.
Number eight, Dave. Number 18, Nick Toon, your former boyfriend.
Oh, God. Oh,
number 47, Robert Meacham.
Oh, God. Wait, what is Nick Toon's ranking?
Eight. He's the 18 seed.
Wait, Robinson was a sweep, okay. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, this is easy, Nick Toon. I mean, obviously, Robert Meacham. If Jenkins gets the vote for the Jenksgiving Day miracle, then Meacham gets it for the Meach around for sure.
Yeah. Nick Toon,
and,
I'll always remember him dropping that ball versus the Jets. That's my only.
Nick Toon just could not. He just could not get his shit together. I don't know.
And I like that pick when they picked him.
Yeah, Andrew. So my pick is definitely for Nick, old Nicky boy.
Andrew.
Old Saint Nick.
Toon is a dark horse.
Kevin?
Toon.
This guy might be criminally underseeded. Number 7, Corey White. Number 58, Thomas Morstead. Andrew, who you got?
Clean sweep.
Yeah. We're done. Moving on.
Yeah. Kevin, Stanley Arnaud. Number 26, Tyler Davison. Number 39.
Oh wait, I'm sorry. Ooh. We just got an email from Hap Glaudy's ghost. He's voting for Thomas Morstead because he still hates cat labor.
Oh, I lost my mind for that pick. If they would have had Twitter, they would have just storified like 100 tweets, and it would have just been me cursing the Saints trading up to get a punter.
So I'll go Stanley Arnaud.
I'm getting all these self-righteous tweets back, being like, how could you say that when Jenkins has played all this time and Davis Tall has been on IR 1 year? Can't we watch him play first? I'm like, it's a freaking bracket. Just pick one.
Stanley Arnaud, he never played a down for the Saints, did he?
No, no, I don't think so.
Him and Chip Vaughn, both from Wake Forest, neither of them played a down. They should have just set their fourth round picks on fire. is anybody voting for Tyler Davison? I mean, is anybody voting for Tyler Davison in this?
No.
Nope.
Quickly, Andrew, Tyler Davison, what's his ceiling? 10 seconds as a player.
Rotation guy.
All right. Kevin, I didn't even...
I don't see him as a future star or starter or anything.
Dave,
rotation star.
Dandy, Dave, I didn't even...
You can laugh, Ralph. It's okay. You can laugh.
I didn't even realize this guy had been a draft pick of the Saints until... Andrew did the bracket. Andy Allman, number 10, Jermon Bushrod.
Allman, right? It's Allman.
Allman?
Right?
Allman, he's an Allman brother. He's a long one.
Allman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, against who?
Bushrod.
Oh, Bushrod? Oh, yeah. I mean, no, he's your starting left tackle. He's second most important guy on the field.
He played
he
for
did
the
a pretty good job.
Okay, Allman, Davis Saul broke the tie finally.
Allman played for the Colts in 2010.
That's a good resume booster.
Yeah. Anybody? We're
clean sweeping this one, right?
Kevin, here's your answer to your question. You were asking, was anybody from the 2006 draft a total flop? And there is Josh Lay, number 20.
Mike Huss. Josh Lay.
Holy
number
wait, Josh who?
Josh Lay.
Jesus.
He's number 23.
I have no recollection of this guy. I was at training camp doing working, reporting, whatever you can call it. I have no recollection of this guy.
106 round pick, 2006.
106th overall pick.
174th overall pick.
In the 106th round.
Yeah. number 42, Akeem Hicks. Is this a clean sweep, guys?
Clean sweep.
Yep.
This is this is a sleeper pick. Tyler Melhoff, number 3.
It's Taylor.
Taylor. Taylor. He tweeted at me because I made fun of him in a column last year. When I went through every kicker that Sean Payton's ever had, and I made a joke about how they dumped him off on the way back from England when he missed the extra point versus the Chargers. I was like, did they just leave him in Europe? Is he backpacking? He's like, no, I'm still here. I'm not backpacking in Europe.
He emailed you to say that?
Yeah. No, I mean, he tweeted at me. So, but Taylor, I'm voting for you because you're going against Marcus Colston.
Oh, well, done.
Yeah. Yeah, Dunzo.
Next.
Dunzo. Andrew, number 30, Rob Ninkovich. Number 35, Marcus Murphy. This one's a tricky one.
That's tricky because Ninkovich was a good pick, but he never really did anything for the Saints.
Marcus Murphy ran that punt back for a touchdown.
Yeah, he ran a punt back, but he was kind of mediocre last year. And that's tough. I'm gonna say Nick wasn't a good pick for the Saints, but if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because clearly he's a good pro, so I'm gonna pick Murphy.
I'm gonna pick
because I'm not convinced Murphy. I don't think Murphy's gonna make the team this year.
Yeah,
we'll see.
I'll pick Murphy too, Kevin.
I'll go Murphy.
Dave.
Well, my vote doesn't matter anymore, so.
Ooh,
who are you picking?
But I will pick Murphy.
This dude, the committee underseeded this dude. This dude could win the whole thing. Number 14, Matt Tennant. Number 51, Zach Street. Matt Tennant is a horrible pick. They traded up to get Matt Tennant. They gave up what they gave up to get the Canada guy this year. They gave up the same to get Matt Tennant, and he was a disaster. At center.
Yeah, he was supposed to be the Jonathan Goodwin replacement.
And he was not.
No.
Matt Tennant. Who you got, Dave? I got
he
Matt.
Was not.
Yeah, Matt Tennant is the guy for me. Dave, is this a clean
sweep? He's against Zach Streif.
Yeah, this is a sweep, man.
Yeah, I mean, Zach Streif is one of two players from 2006 that's still on this team. I would say that says a lot.
Kevin, Zach Streif, Saints Hall of Famer, real quick.
I can see him being a Saints Hall of Famer.
Yes, he will be.
Say no.
This is a fun one, Andrew. Garrett Grayson, number 19, Kenny Vaccaro.
I pick Grayson, and I hate that pick. I still hate that pick. I hated that pick. I hate it now. And, man, I wish that third-round pick had been used on a defensive player.
Anything else. Offense, defense, any kicker, I don't give a shit.
I mean, I might vote Grayson over Matt Tennant.
No.
Green jacket, gold jacket, who gives a shit?
Anybody voting for Vaccaro in this, or are we all going Grayson?
Dave?
We're all going Grayson.
This is my personal pick to win it all. Number 6, Antonio Pittman. Number 59, Cameron Jordan. The Saints traded up into the fourth round to get Antonio Pittman. He didn't make the team, and people forget about how bad a pick he was because the Saints stumbled into Pierre Thomas, so it all is forgotten. But my God, Andrew.
They nullify each other.
But my God, Andrew, Pittman was a terrible pick. Terrible.
It was terrible, yeah.
Clean sweep. Terrible. It was terrible.
Kevin, Cam Jordan, 10 plus sacks this year? Yes or no?
No.
All right, Dave. This one I think is easy, but I've got a reason for this one. Ronald Powell, 27. Marvin Mitchell, 38.
Marvin Mitchell was a role guy at linebacker.
Team,
right? Yeah, and definitely on special
teams.
Yeah, but
he did one thing that is magical and will live forever. If you watch the Saints Super Bowl highlight, when Tracy Porter intercepts the pass, he's running up the sideline with him, dancing like a fucking fool, and it is awesome every time I watch it.
And wait, who was the first guy?
Ronald Powell.
Ronald Powell.
And his bad, his horrible knees.
Oh, yeah, that was a disaster. That was a fucking disaster. Like you said earlier, they might as well have just lit that pick on fire and thrown it out of a fucking moving vehicle.
Clean sweep?
Clean sweep for that one.
Yup.
We don't want to interrupt your dinner, Kevin. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No. I'm finished. I'm putting it all in the trash and washing my plate like a good boy.
Okay.
Andrew, another guy who's really, really awful, Johnny Patrick, number 11, 54, Mark Ingram.
Well, I know Dave might vote for Ingram, but, I mean, this is so obvious. we'll get into Johnny Patrick a little bit more when he actually faces someone more noteworthy.
Yeah. Is this a clean sweep as well?
Because he will be advancing to the next round.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Another guy, Kevin, I didn't remember that. David Jones, 22. That name doesn't ring a bell. Number 43, Cedric Ellis.
Yeah, David Jones and Josh Lay might as well be the same person.
I'm going David Jones.
Are we clean sweep? Clean sweep David Jones to the next round?
Well, Cedric Ellis is who he's going up against, and Ellis fell off a cliff.
That was.
I mean, if it wasn't for his good first 3 years, if Ellis, his only history with the Saints was his last 3 years, then I would pick Ellis because he was garbage.
Here's the other thing: they traded up to get him.
Yeah, with New England,
they did.
With New England, their favorite trade.
With New England, what do you know?
Two first round picks.
What do you know?
No,
New England
no,
was
no,
right
no.
there for the deal.
They didn't give up two. They didn't give up two number ones for Ed Ellis.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they moved from like 11 to 7. They gave up. They gave up like a fourth, and they like swapped the second round.
You know what? I got to teach Mickey Loomis a lesson. I'm picking Ellis. My pick is Ellis here.
But
out of spite,
because he's listening.
Ellis is really bizarre in that he just got progressively better, and you're like, okay, dude, he's ready to bust out, and then he just fell off a cliff. And he wasn't even because he got injured, Andrew. He just, I don't even know.
Maybe he had one of those injuries where he could play through it, but like no one ever talked about it. You know, he's like every year there's like that secret saint with an injury that needs surgery in the off season.
See, I'm gonna start calling.
Maybe he was
that.
One of those guys.
I forgot what I called it in my call, but I'm gonna start calling it
the
that.
Secret injured saint.
The secret injured saint, man. So you went Cedric Ellis. You convinced me. I'll go Cedric Ellis too. Kevin,
get out of here.
I'll go Cedric Ellis.
Right.
Yes,
Dave.
This is ridiculous. I don't even remember who the first person was,
David
but I'm
Jones.
Still voting for him.
David Jones.
Oh,
David Jones and the Monkees.
That's ridiculous.
Hey, we're the Monkees.
Yeah.
All right, so
you're
that.
Fucking,
hey, you, let's I, be I, honest. I, let's be honest. It's not like Cedric Ellis is making it past Johnny Patrick anyway.
No, but David Jones could have fucking gone deep into this fucking thing, and you just ruined it all.
Not
the integrity
anymore.
Of this whole thing is shot.
Not anymore.
Could have gone deep into this.
All right,
the integrity of this whole bracket has been compromised.
All right, Ralph, are we going to blow through the second round?
No, we're saving the second round for next week because we got a ton of Twitter questions. Kevin, this is a good one from Robert. He asked, who has the better season, Laronitis here or Browner in his new hybrid role with the Seahawks?
Oh, God, it better fucking be Brian. It better be Laronitis.
Who you got, Kevin?
I'm going to – oh, God. Watch Browner fucking do something that just really makes it just – he's going to stick it to us.
I'd be so pissed.
Oh, of course. Of course. We're going to have – there's going to be an episode where we're going to go off on a 20-minute tangent about how great Browner's playing. And it's not even going to be – like, I'm sure there'll be something where Laurinaitis will have, like, an off game – and it's not even going to be that Laurinaitis will be playing terrible the season. Laurinaitis will just have an off day, and Browner will, you know, do something great, and we're gonna go off our fucking nut for 20 minutes about
if
it.
If Browner
so,
plays yep, good, is he gonna? He's
coming.
Gonna he's gonna troll us all on Twitter, the whole Saints Twitter.
Of course.
Andrew, if one undrafted free agent player could come out of nowhere like Snead. Rowe did, which position would you prefer it be?
Definitely guard.
Yeah.
Landon Turner, not even a question.
Dave,
yep.
If Ellerbe and and Keenan Lewis could stay healthy, which is a pipe dream, how many more wins do you think it would be worth?
One at the most. You know, that's kind of saying a lot to think that the two of them would equal even one win, but I guess one.
I don't know. I think if Ellerby, when he's healthy, man, the difference between him and everybody else was so drastic. And he's when he's been healthy, he's been good everywhere he plays. The problem is he's just never is.
I don't think the drop off from Ellerby to Robertson or Stuper this year would be significant. Cliff. Yeah.
Andrew, would you rather be swept by Atlanta and us sweep the Panthers, or be swept by the Panthers and sweep Atlanta, pride wise?
Sweep Atlanta.
Always. And forever.
Always and forever. Not even a second of thought there.
This is from Chris. Which is more likely, Saints get 10 wins or the Braves get 65 wins? I don't know if you follow baseball. The Braves have one win at home, and they don't have any players with more than one home run. They are.
I think Dale Murphy in his current goddamn state could hit at least two home runs right now.
I think he could. But 10 wins, man, is right at this point.
I read something ridiculous that the Atlanta Braves have like the eighth most wins in their own stadium this year in Major League Baseball.
Yeah. And they just like, they did the whole, we're going to burn it to the ground and rebuild it, but man, they're bad.
Actually, speaking of rebuilding, I'm sure they're going to end up conning the city of Atlanta into building them a whole new stadium.
They did. It's already built. Outside.
No, they already did. It's a done deal. Oh, they move in next year. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Cobb County, yeah.
And now Arthur Blank will follow suit with that goatsy thing he's plans on building.
The giant.
The thing with the Braves, though, is they do have like the best minor league system right now, the best prospects. So, you know, when they move into their new stadium in a year, I think they'll be young and exciting.
This is from Dave Gladow. Have you ever eaten at Jimmy John's, and if so, what is your go-to order? I've eaten at Jimmy John's, but I have to say, I did not realize until I tried to call them and make an order a couple weeks ago that the reason why they say we're freaky fresh and we're freaky fast, because the guy was like, I can't deliver to you because you're 6 minutes away. I'm like, are you shitting me? They're like, no, we only deliver to 5 minutes away. That's why they get there so fast, because if you're more than 5 minutes away, they won't deliver to you.
That's funny. Somebody else I know on Facebook was complaining because he was upset because his Jimmy John's stopped delivering because he was too far away.
Yeah. And they're not good. They're not that good. They don't heat their sandwich.
They're really not that good.
Yeah.
Well, I eat Jimmy John's all the time, and my go-to is number 5, the Vito.
Oh, same here.
Kevin, this is from Super Saiyan Saint. Have you tried hand yoga?
A few times a week.
Shouldn't that be a question for Ralph?
I do it more than a couple times a week. No, I mean, is it the draft pick, the receiver, does it right? But it's like
Michael Thomas.
It's a made up yuppie bullshit, right? That's not real.
I don't know. Maybe not.
Alfredo asks, as degenerate gamblers go, what's worse, betting on the Saints or betting on the English Premier League? How about last time I went to Vegas?
Premier League.
I did a combination Saints Premier League teaser. Mm-hmm. I teased the Saints and the over versus the Bears and the goal total for Everton West Ham. That's total degeneracy.
God, there. You need help.
I do. I didn't win because the Saints and Bears, they didn't hit the over.
Well, so are you going to stop following Everton now that Tim Howard's gone?
No. I still like my Everton. And I was pumped because they fired their crappy manager. For Kevin, better move in bed, camel clutch or crippler crossface?
the camel clutch, because the crossface, because the crossface is going to end in a murder suicide.
This is from Mateus,
and that'll be funny to Alfredo.
Yeah, that Super Saiyan Saint has that one. This is from
Super Saiyan Saint. Sorry.
From Mateus. This is from Mateus JF. Dave, if the Saints were a beverage, which one would they be? My wife just said curdled milk.
Ooh.
Oh, gross. That's my wife.
My wife.
That's the Dolphins. If they were a beverage. I don't know. I feel like we have to give them, like, some sort of New Orleans, like they have to be like a Sazerac or something, since they're from New Orleans.
They could be like an Andy Gator. What's the
like a beer?
Yeah, like from a Beta.
I don't know. I was thinking, like, since their offense is so smooth, like a good. I don't even know what's in Sazerac. What the hell's in a Sazerac?
A Sazerac has bitters. You line the glass with a little bit of absinthe. You crush a sugar cube.
Hey guys, I found the bartender.
So go ahead.
I like making Sazerac.
All right, my pick is moonshine because it can blind you. It can leave you so drunk that you're just throwing up and angry everywhere, or it can give you the greatest high you've ever had.
Yeah, that's a good one, moonshine. And would Ralph drink it? Of course I would.
Well, no, I like your description. It should be a 190 octane.
Yeah.
Which is like Everclear.
There you go. There you go.
This is from...
isn't moonshine Everclear? Isn't it the same thing?
Yeah, but 190 octane is just a more New Orleans twist to
it. Okay, I like it.
Kevin, have you ever been tested for concussions according to St. Louis wrestling protocols? I worry about you. That's from Don's hat.
That's from Damien Swan.
I have not been tested for concussions. I no longer wrestle in Missouri. I'm not licensed in Missouri. I let my license lapse. I wrestle in places that don't do licensing. Because licensing, for the most part, is a scam.
So how long is it going to take you to get that back?
Oh, I've already gotten it back. I mean, the license only costs like $40 or $50, but
$40?
You have to keep. You have to get it renewed every 2 years, and then you have to get blood work done every 6 months, and those can, you know, cost anywhere from like $80 to $120.
Is the blood work to make sure you're healthy or to make sure you don't have AIDS so you don't bleed on someone?
Make sure you don't have AIDS. But as long as you're not bleeding, you know,
you're good.
You're okay.
That ends our – we'll end the questions on a bleeding note. That's phenomenal.
I thought this was one of our better podcasts. This is an underrated podcast.
It is.
Anytime you can actually hear us, always that immediately moves it to the front of the list.
Yeah. And you know, it's the middle of May, so this is as good as it gets. I mean, what do you want? What do you want? I mean, the Saints, they don't have the jack shit to talk about.
Yeah, what do you want us to do? Overanalyze Davis Tull?
Yeah.
Like the other podcasts.
I mean, come on. And the thing is, like, it's true about Twitter. People are like, you talk about guard too much. I'm like, yeah, I do. I'm not talking about that anymore. So that just about wraps it up. So you can go to Saints Nation. He's got some interesting things, although Patrick O'Reilly's article today about
O'Reilly,
whatever.
It's O'Reilly.
He's a good guy, but his article today about the Saints defense, about how he just said Sean Payton ran the defense and it wasn't, so we don't know how good Dennis Allen's going to be. Was Sean Payton really running the defense the whole year and fucking Rob Ryan over because Rob Ryan was trying to do what Sean Payton wanted?
I don't know that I agree with that, but I definitely think he has his hand in the defense more than ever.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was one of those things where when Greg Williams and some of the other guys were running the show, it was a laissez-faire, like, you run your defense, I'm going to let you do your thing. And certainly when Spags was here, that was the case because Payton wasn't around to oversee things. But I think he's been burned enough times that he's a lot more controlling and a lot more –
maybe.
He just gives a lot more input now.
Interesting article. Wrong, but interesting. So you can go there to Saints Nation and read it. Dave, the one thing about Canal Street Chronicles, Dave, you need to get up on the Saints breaking news. I went there right before the podcast, and I didn't see anything about who the Saints had cut
the new signings
and who they had signed. And I just think that if your website, I mean, if you're going to keep up with Saints news, you got to have that somewhere in the fan shop. I looked all over, and I didn't see it.
I mean, God, it should be a leading story, for Christ's sake.
It should be the leading story. So I would hope that if people would go to Canal Street Chronicles tonight, they would be able to see who the Saints cut and who they signed. You know, maybe you want to get on.
Yeah, I mean, was it three guys that they signed? Was it four guys that they signed? Was it an unknown number of guys that they signed?
Kevin, who's to know?
I don't know.
Who's to know?
Who's to know? Canal Street Chronicles should know.
They should.
Good ending to a good podcast.
Yeah, so you can go there and you can go on the Twitters and find Kevin. So.
Who's currently with a MILF.
Yes.
Yes.
So on that note, until next week, the bar is closed.